Looks like radio waves.
Yeah, they are. And these particular waves are only between the stones.
They're not part of the electromagnetic interference?
No. These wavelengths are structured.
She's here, sir.
Dr. Leeds.
John.
You call this a report? There's not a shred of data in here that would explain how seven people could be burnt to a cinder by a tourist attraction.
It's been hard to collect reliable data. The entire site is awash with heavy interference.
Any type of recurrence? Aftershocks?
No, but we did just find something else abnormal. Radio waves oscillating inside Stonehenge.
What's the source?
I'm not sure. They're propagating through the stones, so they might be originating underground. Marla, radio physics officer.
Want an audio representation, will you?
All right.
Well, that sounds creepy. Where's it coming from?
Stonehenge. David, Dr. Trousdale, head of task force.
David, geophysics.
So what are we looking at? Seismic eruption? Formation of a new fault line? What?
Oh, we can't say with certainty, sir. The electromagnetic interference is making seismic surveys impossible.
But we did find this anomaly.
What's this?
It's a scan of the altar stone showing electromagnetic field inside the stone.
Well, we need to figure this out quickly. Russians are already making accusations that this was a nuclear test.
Doctor, look at the energy grid.
Siphoning the Earth's energy grid. They're sucking up the entire planet's electromagnetic energy.
Which means what?
Which means when the countdown hits zero, you'll get your boom.
A death blow.